Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Kevin Dickin, Microsoft Career Factor Idol winner. Kevin, thank you for coming in today to share your insights and experiences with the audience.
Thank you so much for asking me to be here.
Kevin, what triggered your interest in technology and applying for Career Factor?
I actually found out about Career Factor through checking some online blogs with Microsoft. Did not even think about pursuing the opportunity. I found myself pretty interested in it because of it being talked about so much just with some technology blogs that were available.
Well, that's kind of interesting, and I guess as a winner, you're going to be going to TechEd.
Yeah, TechEd's coming up pretty soon. I think that's in May.
Yes, I think so. So that'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, very exciting. There's a lot of cool opportunities that are involved with TechEd, just on the base level, and also for future potential with any type of technologies that Microsoft provides.
So, do you know if they're going to get you up on the stage at TechEd at all?
Yeah, they're talking about maybe doing some cool interviews and seminars with the Career Factor participants. That sound really cool and interactive, so that should be pretty exciting.
Hey, maybe they'll line up a meeting or an interview with like Steve Ballmer or something like that, huh?
That would be very interesting.
Now, can you describe your personal experiences for the challenges and process leading up to and then winning and after winning Career Factor?
Okay. Yeah, leading up to looking into Career Factor, I was in my second to last semester in college. I had heard about the job market being pretty crazy and unstable, but I decided to pursue any opportunities that I had available. And I have recently been starting blogging and stuff like that. So by keeping an eye on things like blogs and Twitter and Facebook, any form of social media, really helped me get involved and stay plugged in with, you know, what's new. And actually, that's kind of how I found out about Career Factor. I didn't really tell my parents that I kind of applied, you know, because I really didn't think I would make the opportunity to do something like Career Factor. I had some friends and some close people that would encourage me and stuff in the application process. And a lot of technology enthusiasts that I know here at my school thought that was a really cool opportunity, and I decided to pursue it. And actually, after applying, I didn't hear anything back from it, so I got pretty discouraged that I didn't make it. And I was like, I have plenty of other opportunities, and kind of pursued that direction, that I didn't make the opportunity. But maybe 6 days later, they sent everyone an email telling us that we made it. And it was pretty interesting considering they had worldwide applicants to this opportunity with Career Factor. So.
Wow. I mean, I can imagine, you know, let's say thousands of applications worldwide and you're kind of like the best on the planet. So it's quite an honor. What did your friends say about
this? Excitement.
Well, what did your friends say about all of this?
They said that's huge. They were talking about how now it's going to be this big social media thing. And a lot of people were like, well, don't bombard your Facebook with all that. So I had to create a balance there and like really, really kind of manage my my friends list and my outputs of messages that I send out. I needed to make sure that they're streamlined to the right people, and that also at the same time, my output and information that I talk about is genuine and still natural to me. So I wasn't having to change anything that I do, but I was more having to gear down and look at what I'm doing and reflect on what I'm doing as a student and how that kind of affects the IT industry.
So I'm really sort of curious then, what do your professors think that they've got a Career Factor idol in the classroom chosen from the world?
My professors, they are really, really involved with the students on campus. I think we have 11-to-1 ratio for students to professors. So a lot of the professors here on campus have gotten with me and are looking to maybe do some just Q&A about what's going on with the tech world. And they're actually preparing us a lot for resume help and interview processes and stuff. So they're actually going with us and step-by-step through doing interview stuff. But as far as the Career Factor thing goes, they're really seeing that as an opportunity to just launch as a student to the corporate world. Because there's that huge gap when you're going from college to the corporate world where you've got to become a professional. And that takes a lot of practice and a lot of research as well.
Now, you know, you talked about this before, or you've touched on it. So how does social media accentuate what you're doing in Career Factor?
Social media is actually huge because not only is it an output to kind of give people a means to see what's going on and what's trending, but it's also a way to just communicate with employers and to communicate with fellow IT people that are out there in the world and basically collaborate on what's new, what's going on. There's so many opportunities out there that are usually relational-based. It's really hard today to get involved into a new job by just submitting your resume. Today is so much more by word of mouth, by, you know, I recommend this person. That's pretty much what people are hearing today is more popular and more going for executives to look at.
You know, it's really interesting. You talk about relationships. I just finished doing an interview with Maria Clave, and she's the president of HMC College, and she's a world-renowned scientist. She's on the Microsoft Board of Directors. And she even said it's all about relationships, relationships, relationships. So you're right on the right track.
With relationships, there's a huge opportunity to just be involved in any type of corporation out there, because even if it's a big company, you're going to have to eventually meet with a hiring manager or someone that knows someone.
Now, what's really exciting about your current college work?
Currently with college, there is a lot of push toward that senior year, pushing towards getting ready to go from college to the corporate world. So I'd say that, like, getting plugged in with just those relationships and the people around you that are already in there is huge, like, beneficial beyond measure. I'd say that's one of the big things right now.
So how did you get to this point in your budding career?
This last year, I've actually been working in the computer lab on campus. I kind of use that as a stepping stone to get me just more involved with doing IT support and technical skills and troubleshooting. And that's been a huge way to just not only get involved with the skills needed, but also the people that are in the IT department. On campus, we kind of service all the staff and students on campus with any type of computer issues. So I was able to talk computers with practically anyone.
Now, what are your future career aspirations? Like, why are you passionate about being a business analyst?
Being a business analyst to me is an opportunity to just be that liaison between, you know, executives and the tech people. Because you have that gap between the people that do the web development and do the database management, any type of security, that don't really speak the same language that executives do. So I kind of want to be that little middleman that does that opportunity right there. And I feel that by having an MIS major, I've been prepared to do business-level stuff as well as computer-level stuff.
That's interesting. It sounds like you're on the path to becoming someone called an enterprise architect, which is a very senior-level position. In fact, I did an interview with Brian Cameron, who's the executive director of the Center for Enterprise Architecture at a major school, and, you know, that's sort of a really hot area. So it sounds like a great career coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth right now, is what I hear.
Now, what drives your passion for Microsoft and Microsoft technology solutions?
Microsoft technologies, I'd say, I've seen a lot of growth lately. They've had a bunch of competition to push them to drive harder. With Windows 7 is going to be my first certification with Microsoft. I'm looking to do certifications in that area because they are so widely used today. I mean, how many businesses do you see that use Office applications and Windows 7 to just as like a business computer, you know? So starting there as getting a base, I see that that technology can push me to the other technologies, maybe project management, maybe just being an analyst. I see that as a good stepping stone. And with Microsoft, you have an awesome opportunity because it's a well-known name. You know, everyone knows it. Everyone's heard of it. So,
now, what are your tips, lessons, and best resources for those wanting a career in computing?
For anybody that's looking to be more involved in computers and computing, I suggest not just staying where you are with, say, you like web development, say you like being an analyst, but to more kind of branch out with others that are good in other areas. I have a friend on campus. His name is Ryan. He actually is really, really good at web development. And I've found myself doing things like making some websites for some friends. And it makes really good money, but it's not something I really am passionate about. Well, I can use him as a friend to get me more involved in just the IT industry in general, because it's such a rapid moving market out there that I'm able to have a second set of ears, basically. If he hears about any IT jobs, then I can hear about them, basically.
Now, why does certification fit into your career path?
Certifications are basically the grad school of IT people. You have a lot of students now that are going to get their master's after graduation for just, you know, general types of jobs like education, finance. When it comes to certifications, those are basically the small milestones to getting certified and getting put above any other people that are in doing the interview process with you. Your resume will definitely stand out if you do that.
Now, in the Career Factor program, have you had a chance to go face-to-face with some of the Microsoft people at this time, or is it going to be at TechEd?
I think it's going to be more at TechEd. Right now, we've done a lot of work with some other companies that are helping Microsoft with the Career Factor thing. TechEd's going to be a big launching event with so many people worldwide coming into one spot. I think that's really going to be the catalyst right there.
And I guess all of the idols get to sort of meet each other for the first time face-to-face.
Yeah, I wonder, I've thought about actually how much we've changed probably since we started the show, you know, just seeing a drastic improvement there. So it'll be neat to meet everyone.
I think Microsoft should have a red carpet for you guys, right? And gals.
I don't know if we deserve that, but I think that would be a cool opportunity.
And all that you do, what are the biggest challenges in their solutions?
The biggest challenges in these solutions, or the biggest challenges for Career Factor?
Career Factor and in general.
In general, one of the biggest challenges is kind of getting involved with other companies out there, because you're hearing that the market is kind of coming up from a downturn. So a lot of people that have plenty of experience are also looking for jobs. So as if you're a recent graduate, you're kind of competing with those people that are moving in the industry. But you just have to kind of stay your ground to keep looking for those entry-level positions, because they're going to get you up there eventually. You just have to be patient and trust that you'll get it eventually. With Career Factor, I'm seeing a lot of challenges just keeping up with blogging and with keeping studying time a priority, because you're having, as a senior in high school or senior in college, wherever you're at, you're having to make your priority of studying for that degree or that certification a priority, so you're making time to do both of those things at once, I think is a big challenge.
Now, can you provide your predictions of future IT trends and their implications and opportunities?
The trends going on right now with IT are making a drastic change to the market out there. Right now, you're seeing a lot of cloud computing and software as a service. Those are growing markets right now. So people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and for me, are really, really looking for people that have any programming skills or web development skills. So as those are becoming more of a trend, those are the more hot jobs. The other jobs kind of do fade away in the back, but they're still available out there. So just because it's something that's not most talked about, those positions still need to be filled. Those positions still exist.
Well, I guess from a Microsoft standpoint, those, I guess it'd be things like Azure for cloud computing, then there's Phone 7, right, in the mobile area, and, you know, those are really hot areas, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of competition with the iPhone and the Android as well. So they're seeing a lot of development in those areas too.
And then I know Windows Live, that's a really hot area in the consumer space for cloud computing. Now, can you share some additional stories from your studies, work, or your time with Career Factor? Maybe something really unusual that will sort of catch the audience's interest here?
Yeah. With my certifications, I didn't really expect to fail the first time. I know a lot of people talk about, if it's your first certification, sometimes you just got to take the first one, you know, and bite it. But I didn't really know which direction I wanted to go for a while because while I am a student, I have a lot of, you know, different places I could go. But just choosing what you love to do is kind of helping me get to where my passion is. I think that's one of the things that I've started to learn at this Career Factor thing is that I might not know what exactly I'm going to do tomorrow because I've only have one actual IT job as experience. But something unusual with that is that I know I will be okay once I graduate. I know that there are jobs out there and that I will find something.
Kevin, I'm sort of turning the tables here, and by getting you to sort of ask questions and then answer them yourself. So if you were doing this interview, what three questions would you ask, and then what would be your answers?
Some questions I would ask if I was doing this interview would be, what kind of jobs have you looked at now? Another question could be, what opportunities have you seen out there that have that you've applied for or have looked at? A third question would be kind of, where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years?
Okay, what are your answers?
The first one, I kind of guessed that I've really been looking at, you know, job requirements and application stuff for resumes. And I've seen a lot of things out there that involves, you know, analyst positions as well as, you know, software development. So I've kind of wanted to stray away from those, and I've realized that that's not what I want to do. My second question, I found that the use of social media has been huge in helping me see what's popular and trending out there. The fact that I'm applying now for different applications on online and resumes and stuff, that's helping me find exactly what I want to do. And the third question, I've been overseas with my school, and I'm really okay with wherever God puts me, whether he puts me in Denver, in Dallas, whether it's in China. My relocation availability is kind of wherever I'm going to go. I know there's the IT department out there is just a global opportunity, and you've got to be, you have to know yourself if you're willing to do that, to move.
You sort of alluded to this already about your travels. So what lessons have you learned from your recent travels?
I went to Africa for about 12 days about 2 years ago. And then the last two summers, I've gone to China, both Beijing and Shanghai. I've learned that culturally, America is very different than many of the other countries out there. I've learned to kind of analyze and respect other cultures out there because we are so different that there's so much to learn. There's so much to see on the other side of the world and to be grateful for. I think that's been the biggest thing is just realizing what we're blessed with may be different than what other people are blessed with. And it's not necessarily good or bad, but it's stuff that as we come together as a global economy, learning to use each other's strengths is huge.
I see. So you're saying don't take a parochial attitude towards things. Be a little bit more expansive.
Exactly.
And inclusive.
Exactly.
Well, Kevin, I've had a great time with you, and we'll continue to follow your contributions with Career Factor and more broadly. And, of course, I know Microsoft's going to roll out the red carpet, right, for you and your group at TechEd, or I hope, anyways.
And yeah, be checking in on us. That's going to be an awesome event. I hope everyone gets to stay tuned with that.
Well, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and insights with our audience.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity you've given me.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Kevin Dickin, Microsoft Career Factor Idol winner.